I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Adam Carriker Show. We got a special guest with us at this point in time. Excuse me, I need a quick drink. Pardon me, Jake. There, hopefully now I can talk. All right, but before we bring on a former teammate of mine, the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by our good friends at Suizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy, it is a promise. Suizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back both on and off the job site. Apply today at Suizo.com. 40 years strong in business, Suizo Construction. Again, that's S-C-H-W-I-S-O-W.com, Suizo.com. Also, our good friends at Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901. It's 124 years. Think about that, Jake. That is longevity of reliability right there. All right. Learn more about their residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. That's HamiltonTel.com. All right. This time I want to bring on our special guest. He is the 47th District Senator in Illinois, also a professional fireman, former Husker defensive lineman, and a teammate friend of mine, Mr. Neil Anderson. How you doing, my friend?
Adam, good to talk to you, man.
And how that is that similar at all to being a senator or being a fireman for that matter?
Well, I tell you what, one is a dream come true, and that was being able to walk on to the team that I always wanted to play for growing up as a kid. The other one, politics, is much like a nightmare. being in the minority party in my state, it's really hard at times. And as far as being a fireman, I mean, I tell you what, there's no better job on the planet than being able to every call that you go on, you're going to somebody's worst day, probably of their life. And it's kind of juxtaposed to politics in the sense that there's no politics involved. When we respond, it's just there to help, and it doesn't matter. Nothing else matters. So it's love the job.
So what, because you make a great point. I mean, if you stop and think about it, it's not going well. That's why you're getting the call. It's probably a dire situation. So what is that like? Obviously, you've done it, you know, for quite a few years at this point, but what's it like getting a call, arriving on site? Obviously, you've got to assess the situation. Maybe you've got to go inside. Maybe you have to save a life. I mean, you're going to know more about this than I do. What is that like?
Yeah, it's a job that's not for everybody, but the people that it is for, like myself, it's the exact opposite of going to a desk job every day. It's the unknown. It's something, every call, you don't know if it's going to be a fire. You don't know if it's going to be a car wreck, if it's going to be an EMS call, whatever it might be. It's constantly changing. And that's what makes the job so much fun.
What type of physical shape or physical test do you have to pass to be a fireman?
It's changed over the years. When I tested, you had to be able to bench press your body weight. I think we ran the mile and a half, and it had to be under 12 and a half minutes. And then dragging a 175-pound dummy a certain distance, climbing an aerial ladder, things like that. It wasn't, I mean, for a guy just coming out of playing football, it wasn't difficult, but it's difficult for the average person, for sure.
So talk to me, because both the things you're kind of doing, in one way, shape, or form or another, you're a public servant, whether it's being a senator, whether it's being a fireman. What made you want to get into the line of works that's where you serve the public like this?
Well, Adam, I think that's, and I think everybody out there that's been in the working world for a while can attest to it. You know, God has a sense of humor. You have this plan and this is what I'm going to do. And then God sits back and laughs at you. Mm. And that's kind of what happened to me. I was pre-med exercise science at Nebraska. My plan was to move back to the Quad Cities, which is the Iowa-Illinois border where I live. And probably the most well-renowned chiropractic college in the nation is there. That's where it started, Palmer College. And that was my plan. I was going to fulfill my prereqs at Nebraska, play ball, and then go and become a chiropractor. And I made the mistake of joining a volunteer fire department while I was waiting to start my first trimester, and caught the proverbial fire bug. And instead of Palmer, I went to paramedic school, and the rest is history.
All right, going back to your days with the Huskers, what are some of, it's going to be a two-part question. What are some of your least favorite memories? Like, I immediately go to, like, what was it, Callahan's first off season. We had to be taped and ready to go. It was like 5 a.m., 6 a.m. He was trying to get everybody to quit. That's what pops into my head, the 2 weeks of hell workouts. But what are some of your least favorite memories, and what are some of your favorite memories from your time at Nebraska?
Gosh, that's such a hard question, because it's all about perspective. I mean, there were so many things at the time where, like you pointed out, like you wake up and you're like, this sucks. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm doing this. And for me, like, I was a guy that I walked on. I was a junior college transfer. And when I walked on knowing that I was going to be a scout team guy. And I was going to be the tackling dummy. And I was okay with that, because growing up, all my extended family's from Nebraska. I wanted to be a Cornhusker, and I achieved that. At the time, yes, things sucked. But looking back on it after it was all done, I would give anything to rehab the worst day of practice, or the worst day of Nebraska football, because it was ultimately the best.
So you and I were there at times. We crossed over for a couple of years, I should say. I think you're a little bit older than I was, but we were there for multiple years together. I don't know. I always give anyone who knows me, I always give an opportunity to share a story about me if they'd like, or whatever they'd like to say. Like, if you want to embarrass me, or there's some sort of embarrassing story, the floor is yours, or whatever you want to say at this point in time about yours truly.
Well, I think some of them will stay private. I do remember there was a short time where you, me, and Chris Lewin were talking about getting an apartment together, and I can't remember. I know you were part of us of looking for an apartment, and I don't know if you went to look at the one. I know I was there, and it was either you or Chris. We walked into this apartment, this guy was showing us, and there was like, a strong smell of something that you don't want to be smelling in an apartment. And there was a dead cat in the living room. And it was either, it must have been me and Chris. We looked at each other and we walked out. We didn't even say anything to the guy. Probably one of the funniest experiences I had. So,
dude, I haven't seen Chris in years. He was a walk-on linebacker from Florida, if I recall. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, funny enough, I just reconnected with Chris here about 6 months ago. My cousin was on a cruise down in Florida and happened to be at the bar on the cruise ship with this guy. And my cousin's from Nebraska, and he was wearing a Nebraska shirt, and Chris is like, oh yeah, I played for Nebraska. He's like, oh, what year? And he's like, oh, my cousin did. And so he put us in a group text with Chris and was able to reconnect with him. So
I have legit not seen him. I think it was 06. We're talking almost 20 years. That's phenomenal, yeah. Right there. All right, man, talk to me. So there was a point in time where the walk-ons might have been legislated right out of college football. In fact, we thought it was going to happen. It has not happened yet. You obviously, this is near and dear to your heart, just like it was Coach Rule. He wasn't a fan of it at the time. They don't want it to happen. What are your thoughts on walk-ons in college football? What does it mean to you? And I hope they never, ever do anything like that for real. But what are your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously for me, it's being a walk-on was my opportunity. I was not a D1 scholarship athlete. I was the kid that was above average, but had to work for everything I had. And if it wasn't for the walk-on program, I never would have been able to play D1 football. And I think the walk-on programs have changed so much with the NIL and the portal dynamic. It's just changed how coaches have to look at the walk-on program and how potential walk-ons have to look at it. So it's totally different from my time to now. It's apples and oranges. I hope we can get back to a time where the walk-on programs are kind of the foundation of those football programs, like Nebraska was for years. But the transfer portal has got to go away. It is ruining the college football experience.
Well, I think maybe we can keep walk-ons. I don't know if the portal is going to go away, but I don't disagree with everything you said. I just don't know how likely some of it is. But being a senator, because I've asked you about firemen, football, things that you liked, maybe not every job is so awesome. But what are your favorite parts about being a senator? What are the most challenging parts about it?
Yeah, well, I think I touched on the most challenging part. The most challenging part is I'm a Republican. I represent a state where the opposite party, Democrats, have a super majority. So the politics is difficult. But as far as the job, I mean, when somebody calls our office and they're in need of something, whatever it might be, and we're able to help them, it really is. It makes the job so worth it. Being able to help people, again, going back to the fire department side of thing, that is the greatest part of both jobs.
All right, man. I always enjoy catching up with you. We text each other from time to time, catch up on the phone. Always love having you on the show. Thanks for your time, my man.
Thanks, brother. Go Big Red.
All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.